This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour. It's Monday, the 1st of June. Happy June. June is busting out all over. Can you hit that note, ladies? June is busting up all over. See,
you can sing so that we don't have to.
Yeah. June is, why? Because it's, well, in a way it is busting out. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the obvious beginning of the program, beginning of the conversation. In the two cities where I spend the most time, or closest to the two cities, there have been, and other cities, half a dozen or so, the rioting, the destruction, the message. It's such a mixed message of metaphors here from people who are peacefully protesting the outrage in Minneapolis, the police departments, and the members of staff, the organizations that have come out and finally suggested, this is more than suggesting, this is enough. We've had enough of this stuff. And then to spoil a message, or to make it so that the message loses its impact, the peaceful protests are marred by people in Boston burning up police cars. Looking at the video from that last night, I thought to myself, who the hell are these people? They look like, I mean, we get close shots of them, men, 99% of them are young men in their 20s. Where do they come from? What do they do for a living? Why are they so angry, or is this just sport?
I can tell you a lot of them are not protesting George Floyd's death. They have no intention of doing that.
No,
they are people who are paid, who are brought in, who are obviously trained in this. I mean, if you saw the people, there's different groups that are behind this. Antifa is one of the huge ones. I mean, if you look at the people who burnt down the church in Washington, D.C. last night, they're people who are wearing gas masks. These are not angry protesters who just can't take it anymore. They're people who were brought in to cause destruction. In Los Angeles yesterday, I couldn't believe it.
Brought in by whom, from where?
Look, I don't know who's bringing them in, but I can tell you this much. I saw in Los Angeles yesterday that they were interviewing people who were stopped on the street. One of them, the two that stuck out in my mind, one of them was a guy who actually ended up getting arrested for looting a store and taking shoes. And some guy asked him, one of the reporters asked him, what are you doing out here? He said, I'm trying to get mine. I'm trying to get mine. They said, is this about George Floyd? No, man, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to get mine.
And so he's breaking into stores and
looting
and
that
kind of stuff.
Of course, to get shoes. Yeah. And then there was another interview that stuck out for me where a guy, another reporter went up, I think it was a lady reporter, went up to this man on the street and said, is this your neighborhood? And he said, no, I just got here from Indiana. And
good
she
guy.
Said, well, why are you out here? He said, I don't know. And then he walked away. These are people who are being flown in. I mean, look, there's a lot of outrage, and I get it. And there are a lot of peaceful protesters, which I also get, and I also support.
I support
the
them.
People,
absolutely.
The people that I've been seeing that are doing all of this, they don't give a crap about George Floyd. They could care less. In fact, I bet some of them don't even know who he is. They're taking advantage of a situation. They're causing anger and unrest and people. You can see people on the street. There were people in Santa Monica being handed money to go loot stores. There was a guy on video last night I was watching. I could
Third
barely
Street
go to
promenade,
sleep.
Got
handing
got
money
destroyed.
And saying, go get that picnic. Go get that table. Go get that table. So you ask me who is behind it, I don't know. But there are definitely groups who are using this to try to create disadvantage and division and chaos, and it's disgusting.
Well, there are the business. I didn't see any black. Actually, I saw nobody whose skin color was black or dark in the protest in Boston.
Well, there are a lot of white people who are angry,
wanton,
too.
Yeah.
There was
I'm not talking about anger. I'm talking about destruction. The people that destroyed, the breaking into stores and burning up cars and that kind of stuff. What the hell? And who would be motivated? who would be paying them to do that? That's another. I want to get to the bottom of that. If we can, go ahead, Victoria.
Well, there was a peaceful protest that started here in my apartment complex yesterday, and I was kind of surprised, but it was a big, big crowd, and it was mostly white people just because that's the area we live in. But there were no arrests, and everything was peaceful. It was loud, and it was you could hear the frustration and the anger. You know, this is not just a black issue. If we do not have allies with all races to stand up against this murder and this injustice that's happening all the time, and people are sick of it, you're right, Doug, that you can just feel that, you know, even within my group of friends, it was the whole weekend talking to, you know, we have a pretty diverse group of people, and everyone is feeling the same frustration, separate from, you know, the looters or whatever. And I think to answer your question, I don't know who's paying these people either, but that you can easily make the argument that it would be advantageous to both extremes, the left and the right, to make this look like the chaos that it is. If you're on the far left, and I don't mean Antifa, because I think that's a red herring. I've never believed that they're
on
the left.
I don't even know.
They're anti-fascist, supposedly what they are, but they're militant and they're violent, and the Democratic Party doesn't even acknowledge them. They're just, I don't know, they're a fringe thing. And there are plenty of fringe groups that are on the right, too. Both of those sides would have an advantage by making this look worse. If you want to make black people look worse, you know, to voters on the right, you can do that. If you want to make Trump look worse to people on the left, you can do that, too. So I don't know who's actually organizing and paying these people, but if that is the case, and I haven't seen that, but...
We know George Soros has paid people to do this before and has a long history of it. And we know that George Soros also pays these people who are Antifa. And look, I think when you get extremist groups, they're very much the same. I think when you go far to the left and you go far to the right, you meet back in a circle, sort of. And so extremist groups, to me, it doesn't necessarily matter their politics. It matters that they're trying to sow discourse and civil unrest. And so it's not even about associating blame at this point. It's about dealing with what's going on. And one of the things, and Victoria, we talked about it this weekend, one of the things that really irks me, I understand that people, that there are racial inequalities. I think that I understand that there are things going on in this country that probably happen to people because of the way they look or because of their skin color. But in this particular case, we don't even know that this cop killed George Floyd because he was a racist or because he was black.
I don't think it matters. Talking to my black friends this weekend doesn't even matter. It's just the fact that it's yet another black person has died.
But it kind of does. With the reaction, that's why it matters to me, because the whole world is now on fire, and it matters because we don't know what this guy's motivations were. First of all, there were cops of other colors who were there watching us.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to my black friends.
Because
It
doesn't matter to me. I'm not black. I don't care what his motivation
was. That
matters
a lot. If you're saying that the reason that we're burning people down and standing with signs is because this is a racist society with systemic racism,
then of course it
matters. But if this wasn't a racist killing, does it?
I'm going to go on, I think, and I don't think that
people are there.
Wait. So we're protesting black deaths by the police, and you're saying it doesn't matter if George Floyd was killed because of the color of his skin?
Why does it matter? We haven't even talked about the woman, the EMT, when the cops busted in on a no-warrant and shot and killed her in her own house, and it was the wrong house. That's not a racially motivated killing either. It's another death of a black person at the hands of the police.
Everybody is talking about George Floyd and that the police killed him because he was black. We don't know that. We don't know it.
You're missing the point for a lot of black people in the country right now.
All right, let me go in a different direction. I'm going to give you something else to think about that has bothered me all weekend long, frankly. The business, the connection between violence in America, disruption of our lives, starting with the virus, starting way before that with elections, or go into any number of things. I believe that the Chinese Communist Party has endangered the world with the virus. I believe that they are responsible in part, if not in whole, for the disruption through activists that are in this country that are being paid by them to disrupt everything they can in our society, completely destroy, and to further balance or imbalance things, the Federal Communications Commission on Friday approved foreign ownership of broadcast properties.
Wow.
You know what that means?
That's huge.
That means that the communists, that means the Chinese, that means the Russians, that means anybody from any country can buy up radio stations. And I'm talking about 100%. This is how I'm more worked up about that, or certainly as worked up about that as I am any other thing that's going on today.
What was the reasoning for it?
They said it would enable, in this case it's Cumulus, to be in a stronger financial condition after bankruptcy, because they're going into bankruptcy again. And they will provide the money, provide the company greater flexibility to allow them to better compete with other media companies. This is so destructive. This is so outrageous that, you know, if Salem, the other company that Jennifer works for, wants to cut a deal with the Chinese, good. Go ahead, bring the money in here. Or any other big broadcast company that owns radio or television, Disney wants to sell to the Chinese, go ahead, buy it all up. This is way more, and this is the kind of stuff that happens quietly. Okay, so we got riots, and the Chinese people, they buy up as many people as they can to disturb stuff or screw with us in every way they can. And if you don't think they're capable of it, you're kidding yourself. And this is, there's more destruction every day. There's something going on to destroy the fabric and the fiber of our country, the very root of us being able to communicate. If it's owned by foreign entities, what the hell does that do?
How can the president, who is so anti-China, how could he have allowed this to happen? This is his
know.
FCC. That's his guy,
know.
Ajit Pai, who I've hated from the beginning. I think he's horrible.
I don't hate anybody, but I...
Well, whatever, I do. I think I hate what he has done, and I think that all of his positions
like
I've completely disagreed with, and this is even the biggest one now.
Yeah.
What a disaster. Jeez.
Yep. So, there is a lot of stuff going on here, and if you think it's all by accident, I think you're kidding yourself. The whole thing, top to bottom, everything that we're fighting wars on every front. They're at it, and they're after us. And so far as I can see, they're winning. Food for thought, certainly. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program with some more food for thought in the interest of your health, your well-being. Now that you've gone through and come out the other side of the coronavirus, hopefully you and your family are healthy, and maybe you're gonna now go out and have some fun. We're getting back to the activities that we can do, and you want to look your best, and you put on a few pounds, 10, 15, maybe 20 pounds during your incarceration, if you will, being at home for months at a time, eating pizza. So you've got that extra weight. You better, if you want to look your best and feel your best and be your best, get rid of the weight. You got to shake it. Get to the optimum weight. All doctors say the same thing, that the coronavirus, the second wave, when it comes through, you're going to become more susceptible because you got some more weight on. Go to toploss.com. See the story of the world's most famous weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, that doesn't have any drugs. It's called Calitrin, and it is there for you. Help yourself. Get the details of how successful they've been. With 86% success rate, can't beat that with any other resource. Toploss.com is the website. Use the code DJV to save no shipping costs and an unlimited number. You can buy three, get three free, and do that with all of your friends if they need to go on a diet. Toploss.com, code DJV.
CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dolly song. When Life is Good Again is what it's called. Kind of reminds me, we've talked about some other songs. Remember the Big and Rich single Stay Home, which got a lot of airplay because of the situation we find ourselves in. Michael Bublé's Gotta Be Patient, and Mavis Staples, All In It Together, all those songs. This fits in with that category, I think, ladies. Dolly Parton says, be safe, be respectful, wear your mask, lead with love. This is the video for the song When Life is Good Again. She's done her part, and then some, to bring fans some solace during this situation. And, you know, it applies to all this upheaval. I take a deep breath when I think about what is going on in our country, to our country, with our country. So this refers to the pandemic. Dolly has done her part with the six of her albums she's brought to streaming for the first time, launching a Read Aloud video series for children, offering frequent words of wisdom to folks that follow her on Twitter. She's even donated $1 million to Tennessee's Vanderbilt University Medical Center to aid in the research. She's now released this song, which directly addresses the COVID situation, more specifically how blessed we'll be when it's all over. We've been brought to our knees. We've been so ill at ease. There are no guarantees, so the lyric line goes. But you know, life goes on. This too shall pass away. As she echoes her earlier video messages to anybody struggling, there are financial struggles certainly going on with people as well these days. And as part of this, it's a crisis, and we're in, there's more of it going on, as I say, I think, and then we realize it's not just the pandemic. Very disconcerting. Okay, 25, almost 26 after on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you. Now focus on Brandi Carlile, who's going to play, by the way, I Forgive You, in a virtual concert. This Grammy award-winning album, by the way, I Will Forgive You, in its entirety being performed for a virtual concert taking place tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, on V veeps.com, V-E-E-P-S, V-E-E-P-S.com, taking place on her 39th birthday. She's marking her first full public performance in quarantine, aside from a brief tribute to the late John Prine. She said, quote, "In a changed world, I believe I'll find catharsis in playing the album that changed my life." In a video announcement, she added that the By the Way, I Will Forgive You show will be the first of several live streams in which she'll play all of her albums, one by one, in full, along with her bandmates Phil and Tom Hanseroth and Josh Newman. Tickets for this concert, all future album live streams, can be purchased at her website, Carlisle's Veeps page. All proceeds from the show go directly toward her touring band and road crew who work out this summer. They're out of work because of the obvious situation here. On the 10th of June, she will also be performing as part of the All In... what is this?
All In WA. It's Washington State. That's the name of the next virtual concert that benefits. She's from Washington State, so it benefits her state, which was hit pretty hard and was really
in the beginning.
Like,
it was
the
big
epicenter in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, sure was. So all right. So congratulations to Brandi Carlile. Something to do tonight, a little different if you're a fan. Even if not, I'm going to see how this all works. 9 o'clock Eastern. Go to veeps.com. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Caltrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Caltrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Minneapolis police chief calling the actions of four now fired. The Minneapolis police chief calling the actions of four now fired police officers involved in the death of George Floyd a violation of humanity, saying that's what led to their firings as quickly as it did. Fired officer Derek Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes, despite Floyd's pleas that he was unable to breathe. Chauvin facing murder and manslaughter charges. Local, state, and federal investigations are expected to lead to charges soon against the three other fired officers who watched but didn't intervene. The fact that they're not yet charged is puzzling U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I haven't seen a situation where there's a scene of the crime and people haven't been taken into custody immediately.
And as for the charges so far against Chauvin,
I have my own concern about a murder three charge.
USA Radio News.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important.
When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
President Trump is postponing the G7 summit that was scheduled for next month. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The president says the delay is less about coronavirus and more because he wants time to invite leaders from four additional countries that have not been part of the G7. Trump telling reporters it's now not going to be held until September at the earliest, and he says he would be inviting Russia as well as Australia, India, and South Korea to attend, saying the group of seven largest economies is an outdated model. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A portion of the Notre Dame Cathedral is scheduled for reopening, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Notre Dame's cathedral forecourt is being opened up to the public for the first time since the devastating fire of April 15th last year. The body overseeing the Gothic structure's restoration issued a statement saying the reopening was made possible after several deep cleaning operations took place to remove toxic lead dust from the large forecourt. Dozens of tons of lead went up in flames during the fire, sending tons of poisonous lead dust onto the grounds. The inner cathedral is still closed and will be for several years during renovations.
In addition to disputing misleading claims made by President Trump about mail-in ballots, Twitter has added fact-checking labels to thousands of other tweets since introducing the alerts earlier this month. So far, Facebook has declined to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, Monday, June 1st, on the DJV program, blasting into your ear, blasting into your head, blasting into your world, with what's trending, what's on people's minds, up, down, sideways. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here, Doug Steffen is here, watching the SpaceX crew, and the thing that it's almost like it was piercing its way through the clouds, because there were thunderstorms all over the place in Florida on Saturday when these guys went up. And so now they have found their way, Victoria, to the space station. And are the people that are, is there a transition? We all know they get up there. Now, how does this thing work coming back? It doesn't drop into the ocean, does it? What is it? Well, how does it come back from the, basically, do you guys get on it and...
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think they can fly it back. I think... Okay, so Victoria, actually, we watched this together when it launched.
FaceTime, yeah.
With Kara on FaceTime, so we all had a little watch party, and that was really cool. Really, really cool. I actually ended up rewatching it again during the day a couple of times just because I thought it was really neat. And then I set my alarm on Sunday morning to get up to watch the docking.
Yeah.
And That was a process that was a lot longer than I thought. I set my alarm for like 7 o'clock, and by 7:16 my time, they had docked. And then it took like 2 hours for them to take off their suits, and you had all these really cool camera angles of them kind of sitting in the cockpit. And then at the International Space Station, how they have to like go through each of the three hatches to let the pressure and the air temperature and stuff
like
actually
scuba diving
acclimate.
In reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting to watch.
Hold on just a second. What do you mean scuba diving in reverse?
Because you get the bends if you descend too quickly.
Yep.
Each, like at the space station, have three protective hatches, and so you'd have to open one and then let it kind of hang for about 20, 25 minutes, and then they'd open the next one, 20, 25 minutes. And so basically it took about 2 hours before the door even opened between the Dragon and the International Space Station, and then they were welcomed in, and they had like a little ceremony where they came in. It was really cool to see all the, you know, there's two Russian astronauts up there and one American.
Right.
They welcomed them in, and then they have this back and forth between Houston and the guys. And Ted Cruz was there, and there was another representative. I know you love him. But I guess Ted Cruz and this representative, I'm forgetting his name, Dr. something or other, who's in the House of Representatives, they were very active, the two of them, in creating the bill that allowed NASA to work with commercial business like SpaceX to create this. And so that's the reason for them being there. And they were talking back and forth. And it was just, I don't know, it was a cool thing to see. In the midst of all the chaos and turmoil, it was a really cool thing.
What were the first things that Bob and Doug said? Because that would be, didn't get to see
the docking
part.
They were so funny.
Part.
They were just, they asked him how the ride was, and he said, it performed just like it was supposed to in the model, so they gave high reviews for that. But somebody asked him the difference between the old space shuttles that NASA used to make and this one, and he said, this is a little bit more of a bumpy ride, which I thought was kind of interesting. They also said that they were able to, like, pull out of their orbit and take it for a ride, I guess, on the way in, and then at some point when they were up there. And so they said that was fun, and it performed like it should. They talked about their meals. They talked about each of them got about 7 hours of sleep, if you can imagine. I would have, like, no sleep.
Yeah, I could not.
Because I'd be clinging. I'd be clinging to something, I'm sure. But they talked about that. They talked about why they took the sparkly dinosaur with them, and that's because they both have young boys, and they let their kids vote on one toy that they would take with them, and it was this particular dinosaur. Because they're best friends. But then as far as coming back, I think over the next month, they said they were going to do some tests, some spacewalk, but they're going to actually work on the Dragon, apparently, for the next month. And then I think they take that back. I don't know how it works or how they get it back. But I think there are a couple of people who are leaving there. I think maybe one of the Russians, at least, is leaving. So,
It was interesting because they docked right over eastern China.
And Mongolia.
Yeah. And the pictures you see of the planet and how it looks from even, it's about 240, 250 miles up.
It's so pretty from up above.
Yeah, well, it's cleaner than it was anyway. But can you imagine playing with it as you suggested? I'm a space geek, NASA geek. And so whenever these things go on, I'm thinking to myself as they're playing around with this at 17,000 miles an hour. Okay, well, let's go this way. Let's try that. But it's all relative. It all just, you know.
Well, it's also the first. I was looking at some of the details of the Dragon. It's also the first shuttle that has no manual controls. It is very much like a Tesla. It's all a touchscreen. The whole operation. Yeah. It's the first time that it's been just a total touchscreen, which made me a little nervous reading about that because we've all had touchscreens that have kind of gone.
Yeah, but think about it in comparison. If you've ever been to the Space Center or to Smithsonian or looked at some of these early buckets that these guys used to ride in, even the thing that went to the moon, it's just a bucket in space. And the technology and how quickly it has developed, another thing that we can laud, if you will, about the technical revolution. We're talking about the Industrial Revolution that took place in the 1870s, 1880s, and how that has brought us to the point. The Industrial Revolution has allowed us to have the technical revolution that we have going on right now, and it just is pretty damned amazing, actually, when you get right down to it. So that's the good stuff. I know, speaking of Florida, the governor there said he would appeal the court decision affecting the voting rights of a lot of felons. I've been trying to follow this, too. I know the two of you know what's going on. The governor said that he'd asked for a stay in the judge's ruling to prevent it from going into effect for the election this year.
Which seems pretty blatant.
Crucial swing state. The voting rights of
he's trying to influence
mail. Mail voting, I think, is a real bad.
Well, second from that, but this is not a mail-in ballot issue. This is just allowing felons who have already done their time. They are not allowed to be murderers. They're not allowed to be convicted of sex crimes. So this is like white-collar criminals and other felonies. And they've already served their time. They've paid their debt to society. But a lot of them have existing court costs that are still left over. And so the reason that the judge has ruled against it, essentially saying that it's unconstitutional, it's a pay-to-vote system, and that's not, you're not supposed to have to pay your way into being able to vote if you are eligible to vote as an American citizen. And this affects 775,000 ex-felons in Florida. That's a lot of voters.
I think this is so, just knowing how many people have been let out of jail in California before they should have been, This isn't early release people.
These are people who've already done their sentence.
But they are considered that in California. If you're out of prison, you're told time served, whether or not you actually did serve your time or not.
The thing that startles me about this is the number.
But these are people, Jen, who have done their whole sentence.
Can I jump in here? The number of ex-felons?
I just said 775,000.
I know, but it's astounding that the number is that high. Hundreds of thousands.
Do you know how many white-collar criminals are in Florida?
Oh, my God, it's craziness, these people in jail, to begin with. That's where we really should be looking at who's in jail, why they're in jail, and what are the options instead of putting them in jail to punish them for whatever they did. Good God, Frey.
Florida's a no income tax state. Florida attracts a lot of people who are drug offenders, white collar criminals. Florida because it's just an easier place to live and hide money, and that's probably part of this the reason that it's that high.
Mm. All right, other good news here. If you consider this good news, I suppose it is. Las Vegas opening up this week. Governor of Nevada said local casino resorts are set to welcome visitors back starting, what is it, Thursday or Friday this week?
It's supposed to be June 4th, but it's amazing how we finally get to be reopened and now we're shut down again. So.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting how things have changed. I'll give you a personal story about how things travel is changing. Yesterday I booked my first trip on an airplane since last March. Going to Los Angeles in a couple of weeks, and I was not able to find a direct flight from Boston to L.A. So I complained. I was on the phone for almost an hour, actually, getting the ticket straightened out to the point where I would actually do it and agree with some of the terms and all the things that were changing. And it's all the usual garbage that you have to put up with when you're getting into something that's sort of new and changed. And it felt to me like American didn't know what they were doing. Frankly, the woman didn't seem to really, she kept putting me on hold, she kept going back to her supervisor, kept asking questions about how to do this, that, or the other thing. But the bottom line is, I said to them, I really don't like the fact that the government has said that in order for you to get the money you did from the government, that you had to at least fly one trip a day on every route that you serve. Well, we're serving Boston to Los Angeles by having you go through, 18 different cities. And I said, that's not the way I read the rule. But she said, you'll be happy to know, next month, American has restored all five of their nonstops between Boston and Los Angeles. So that tells me something about what American thinks is going to happen when it comes to travel starting next month. They wouldn't be putting five, they could put one flight on a day or two, but they put five, which is what they normally use. That's their normal service between Boston and L.A., five trips a day. So I thought that was telling about what at least they expect travel to be like starting next month. But what they did, what she also told me was, the way they're separating people in the plane, in first class, you're not sitting next to anybody. In coach, there are two people in a row, and then there's a skipped row. So there's about half as many people in the plane as would normally be the case. I don't know what everybody else is doing, but that's what she told me they were doing when I was picking seats. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, I don't know if we talked about it last week, but there was a story that came out about temperature checks being really inaccurate in the morning.
Yeah.
So people taking, and even really throughout the day, which is something that I don't know why. isn't it common knowledge that everyone, if you have a fever, it goes up at night? Like, that's when you, that's when a real, if you're feeling sick and you, mm-hmm. and you check your temperature in the morning, it could not indicate accurately that you are have, that you've got something going on in your body. But right. check it again at 8 p.m. and if you've got a fever, then you really have a fever. So I don't know why that, that wasn't taken into consideration with doing all these temperature checks at the airport.
Yeah,
it's basically, it's just going to let everybody who maybe is asymptomatic or doesn't know yet that they've got symptoms, they can walk right through the line.
They tested 300,000 people as well, Victoria, during the studies of all of the flu outbreaks. Not now, not just now, but earlier, as in earlier times, earlier years. Fever range temperatures rarest during mornings, half as common during mornings as they are during evenings. As you just suggested, that's when you get the high readings before you go to bed. So, yeah, it's something else to be considering, I suppose. A couple of, at least one sports note of interest here. A couple of members of the Yankees giving back to children deprived of baseball training because of the virus. First baseman Mike Ford and pitcher David Hale offering Zoom lessons to campers of Rising Stars Baseball Camp. The camp is in New Rochelle, New York, closed for the summer. In the absence of the boys' ability to play, it's important to continue to foster their love of the game and to encourage them to stay fit. So the camp director said, we're grateful for the opportunity to have this top MLB talent. Lessons taught by the two pro athletes will reportedly include pitching, hitting insights, as well as how to stay motivated. Ford is 27, joined the Yankees last year. Hale is 32, been playing for a number of teams in the major leagues, Yankees, Braves, Colorado Rockies, Minnesota Twins. So they're going to resume the season sometime in the season, maybe late July, I guess. There's a virtual draft going on. That takes
I think
place.
The NBA is also moving forward now at the end of July.
Yeah.
I think
yep.
they've cleared that deal.
Yeah. And what do they do about hockey? Didn't they have the, aren't they having the hockey playoffs?
They're coming back. Yeah, they're just canceling the season and going straight towards the playoffs. They've got this weird kind of playoff schedule that, I don't know, it's like a ranking system. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Today, it's National Olive Day. Olive has its roots in the Mediterranean diet, but people around the world like it. Maybe you've received an olive at your local bar. James Bond likes his, right? Switch to an olive garnish martini in the latest, the last of the James Bond movies, the most recent Spectre. Olives have more nutritional benefits than you might think. They offer a host of healthy types of fats and fatty acids, providing a natural source of iron. I think they taste awful. Do you like olives?
I am not an olive fan.
No. Olive oil is very good for you. That's very important. Mm-hmm. That's good for you. And I was told by the ladies here on the DJB program that I shouldn't let my olive oil sit around for a long time because
it gets rancid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that's something I learned. I'll remember that because, of course, today, natural
olive
oil.
Air and light make it go bad really fast. So.
Really?
Buy a small bottle. If you don't cook a lot, buy the smallest bottle you can and keep it sealed up. And
I just bought the largest bottle that was available.
Yeah, people make a huge mistake doing that.
Yeah, okay.
I'd screw the cap on, too, because I feel like you might not do that.
Jennifer, what are we doing for television tonight besides not watching a lot of violence and shooting up on the street? What's going on?
Well, we've got Below Deck Mediterranean, the season premiere on Bravo. A lot of people like that. That's at 9 o'clock tonight.
What's that about?
I love that show.
What is it?
It's the crew on a yacht. It's a reality show, but it's focused on the crew on a yacht. And all the horrible guests who come on. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to deal with drugs on board, a multi-nearing stewardess, and a chef stymied by ultra-demanding diners. How about that? Amy Schumer Learns to Cook, season finale on Food Network tonight at 10. Before that, you'll get Bake Away Camp, the season finale of that with Martha Stewart at 9 p.m. on Food Network. And also tonight, how about Roswell on the CW? That's new tonight.
10 before the hour.
Now with orders. forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Past the hour on the DJD program. We have Tech Talk time to deal with the technology research and items that need explanation is Victoria Keelan. She's here with some new research explaining why many of you who are boomers share so much of the fake news. Fake news. Fake news. Is this fake news?
Yeah, this is actual real research. And
no, this is real research.
Yeah, this is so Harvard Psychological, the psychology division at Harvard, the researchers there, they wanted to look into why we know from previous research that the people who are the most likely to share and engage with fake news, by and large, they tend to be older adults, boomers, which is baby boomers. That's what they're called now. It's been pretty well established who is actually sharing the fake news, but the researchers at the psychology and neuroscience division at Harvard, they wanted to know why boomers are more drawn to sharing fake news. The explanation's pretty complex, actually. They looked at everything from cognitive decline, which turns out that's not it. The study appears in the Current Directions in Psychological Science, that's the journal, and they found that adults over the age of 65 are 7 times more likely than younger adults to engage and share fake news. That's a huge margin.
Back, Try that one again, that number.
Adults over the age of 65 are 7 times more likely to engage and share fake news than younger adults. And they looked at 2 different studies that found that age was actually the strongest predictor of whether or not someone would share fake news. And the immediately obvious explanation is there are several. Number one, older adults, boomers, are not digital natives the way that, you know, millennials and Gen Zers are. Even Gen Xers have grown up and have had computers and are in the digital landscape from a very young age. So that's part of it. The other thing is that studies have shown that misinformation online also tends to skew right-wing. A lot of older adults also tend to be more conservative, so there is a link there, but it's not the whole picture. In general, older people tend to have increasingly smaller social networks as they get older, and so they have fewer peripheral acquaintances. So, like, think about why Facebook is filled with older people. They're connecting with someone that they were in grade school with, but they haven't seen them in 20 or 30 years, or someone that they went to summer camp with. And so those people in that Facebook social circle, you haven't seen them, you don't really know anything about their life, but you remember that you were friends with them back in the day. That, in your mind, makes them a trusted resource. And that's part of the problem. If someone that you went to summer camp with, you feel like they're your friend, but you don't actually know them in person, and when they post something and you think that it's real, you reshare that. And the other aspect of it, which is really, I think, probably the largest portion of this, is that older adults are very unaware of how algorithms play, the role that algorithms play in showing content in news feeds. Younger adults are much more skeptical of algorithms. We know about it. We live with them. We don't trust them. But for whatever reason, older adults, they see something that comes up in their feed. They think that it's from a trusted source or network, and then they share it without really doing any research. So, sorry, boomers, but you guys are the ones who are spreading the fake news. So, just something to think about the next time you're on Facebook and you're about to hit that share button.
All right. Attention, Phil. What are the differences of HBO Max now and Go? Let's get the answer to that question.
The Geek Out.
Three cheers for Doug and Bob. Over the weekend, the duo became the first NASA astronauts to launch from the Kennedy Space Center since 2011 and did so successfully inside the SpaceX Dragon Crew capsule, which sat atop the Falcon 9 rocket. After liftoff, the rocket successfully landed back on Earth, ready to be reused, and the capsule, 19 hours later, docked with the International Space Station, where it will remain for up to a month, executing on different operations and experiments. The mission will end in a two-day deorbit and a splashdown in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, we've been watching SpaceX test these crafts for a long while, so it was really great to see them succeed, and we've tweeted a bunch of related links so you can learn all about it at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, up next here, Uber has introduced something that's new. Is this going to save me money or cost you more money? What's the story?
It could potentially save you money. So, obviously, Uber has been hit really hard, like a lot of other businesses. And so they're adding a new feature aimed at riders who need to take longer rides with multiple destinations. A lot of people are using Uber to go grocery shopping and then go to the pharmacy, things like that, people who don't drive. And so this is a new hourly function. So you're charged $50 for the hour as a flat rate. And then if you need the trip to be a little bit longer over the hour, then they have like a per-minute add-on. But they're launching in 12 cities now, and then Uber says they're going to be nationwide in the coming weeks.
Huh, this is good news if you're using their services. 59 past the hour on the DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.